This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long story. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Every week, either one of us will attempt to walk you through the most defining development in the world of business, politics, or technology.
Let's dive in.
Hello. Our guest today is my colleague Mihir Dalal, who writes long stories. Last month, Cred, which facilitates credit card payments through its app, raised $81 million in its third round of funding. It had a valuation of $806 million. And Mihir Dalal's piece on Cred starts like this. It's a question that everyone, employees, other entrepreneurs, investors, people on Twitter ask Kunal Shah, what's your business model? It's not an unreasonable question. So Mihir, before we get to Cred's business model, can we start by figuring out what does Cred and Kunal Shah do exactly?
Sure, Sunit. So what they do basically is they enable credit card bill payments on their app. So basically their app is kind of targeted specifically only for credit card users, and it allows them to pay their credit card bills, and then it awards them points based on the value of bill payments, and those points then can be used as discounts on a variety of websites and for stuff like that.
And Kunal Shah, the promoter of Cred, has quite a history, right? Could you run us through that, please?
Kunal Shah is regarded as, one of India's brightest internet entrepreneurs. He is primarily known for having founded FreeCharge, which was this mobile recharge website. And in 2015, FreeCharge was sold to Snapdeal for more than $400 million. And that still remains one of the biggest ever M&As in India. And after that, Kunal kind of stuck around for a couple of years at FreeCharge as chairman. But basically, he was not very actively involved at FreeCharge after its sale. He's been figuring out since 2017 as to what startup he should do next, because he was sure that he wanted to continue to be an entrepreneur. And he is known to be fairly insightful about India's internet economy and, where basically people can make money in the internet business.
So he's made money, and there's a kind of a cult around Kunal Shah.
I wouldn't say cult, but he is, one of those people who's very active on social media. So he posts about a variety of things, psychology, general gyan, and stuff like that. And he's very widely regarded to be a very, very smart guy who really has seen what it's like to build a large-scale internet business, and also the pitfalls of that, because, for all its brand name and even its successful exit, FreeCharge wasn't really profitable, right? So that was one of the lessons that Shah learned from that company, that if you build a business for the masses, there's very little money to be made because the cost of serving the masses is not justified by the revenues that it brings. This idea or this theory is really based on underlying premise that a majority, an overwhelming majority of spending power is concentrated in the top 1 or 2% of people in India. So that is where, you know, the profits are as well. So that was the underlying premise of CRED, that, you know, basically the top 20, 30 million people who also are credit card users, that is where spending power is concentrated. So if you want to build an internet business, it's best to kind of serve these people rather than chase the masses, where spending power is really, really diluted. And again, the cost of serving the masses is just prohibitively high, according to Shah's premise.
In a sense, CRED wants to build a portfolio of creditworthy top 1% customers to whom they can do what? What can they serve up to them?
So that's an interesting question. So, you know, his theory is that basically, I mean, so I explained one part of the premise. The other part of the premise is that these people are actually not really well served in the financial services space. So for instance, you know, even though these guys, and I should have mentioned that CRED focuses on serving those people among credit card users that have really high credit scores. So for instance, if a customer has a credit card, or they have several credit cards, but doesn't really have a high credit score, then CRED does not kind of allow them to use their app. So basically, you know, CRED's premise is that these people with high credit scores and very high discretionary incomes are not actually well served by existing financial services firms. So for instance, they end up paying similar interest rates on loans that, you know, other customers pay, even though the likelihood of these people defaulting is lowest among anyone in India, right? So his whole thing is that let's first build this kind of community of people with high discretionary income and high credit scores, and then we can build a range of financial services businesses around them. So they have started a lending business, they have started a rent payment business, they've started this payment service that allows people to pay through CRED on a variety of websites. But the whole thing is that their approach is actually similar to the approach of a social media network, which is basically that, you know, first we'll focus on getting users and then we'll figure out how to make money. And CRED is pretty much following a similar approach, with the difference that its target audience is very, very specific, and they are very clear that they don't want anyone else to enter their service, to use their service for now.
Right. So the target audience is economically literate, and the target audience, once a community has been built, would get some sort of arbitrage because of their creditworthiness and their ability to repay their bills. Now, the thing is that while there is, as we discussed while working on this story, there clearly is, you're on CRED and I'm not.
Yeah.
But we are both part of the 1%. And the general feeling is that CRED has not fully scoped out the entire market at one level.
Yeah.
And at another level, CRED as a differentiator for this economically literate audience, which doesn't see really any value right now in its offerings, apart from certain points that are coming from there by paying credit cards, your credit card bills from its app. The feedback one gets right now is existing audiences like their site and their service, and there's some excitement, but there's no discernible value. Did you get that feedback?
First, you know, it's important to draw this distinction, which CRED itself kind of, you know, emphasizes, which is that though this is a very highly educated class and also, you know, high income, they're not very, you know, savvy when it comes to knowing their finances, right? So
right.
One of their insights is that these people actually themselves, or many of these people who have high credit scores, who have high incomes, they themselves do not know say the kind of interest rates that they pay on their credit cards. They do not know the hidden charges and other such charges that come on credit cards, and they're basically just not very financially literate. So so basically that is also one of the things that where they think that they can make a big difference, which is that they want to reward these people not just by giving them lower interest rate, but also by informing them and educating them about their own finances.
Right.
Now, as to your point, on whether they've coped out the market, I think from the reporting that I've done, it seems like they've actually done a reasonably good job over there, because they already process about 20% of all credit card payments in India, which is actually a remarkable achievement for a company that is just 2 years old.
Right.
And that is actually one of the advantages of being a Kunal Shah, that, despite having an idea that doesn't yet generate substantial revenues, he's been able to raise more than $200 million. And they've put this $200 million to pretty good use by spending a lot of it on marketing. They were also one of the sponsors of the IPL. So they've actually, for a startup that is just 2 years old, they are really, really well known, and they have created this kind of high status brand. So I would say that in terms of at least spreading awareness about their service and their brand, they've done a pretty good job in their target audience.
The advertising campaign has been well regarded, and there's been some amount of word of mouth. Definitely. They've built an audience.
Absolutely.
You also say that the app is well regarded.
So another thing that they've done is that, they focused very, very sharply on building a really good design and product team. So, their app is known to be like this super well-designed app kind of stands out in the financial services segment. But again, it's important to remember that, unless this company, unless there was a Kunal Shah, there is no way that investors would have had patience, for such a company, because while it has done all these things, right, while it has been able to attract many of its target audience or many of the people in its target audience, while it has been able to design this really cool app, and it's also been able to kind of cultivate this, image within the tech world of being one of the best companies to work for, they don't generate substantial revenue. And that is where the crux of the criticism is about Thread. So to your point about the thing that people point out, that they can't see a discernible value in Thread, that is partly true, because even many of the people who use Thread once a month to pay their bills, most of them actually don't end up using Thread for anything else, right? So as of now, it's looking like it's not clear as to how Thread will be able to generate substantial revenues that can really justify its valuation. Because at the end of the day, once to raise venture capital, it really comes down to growth. Unless you can generate substantial revenue that can justify that valuation, you're going to be in trouble. But I think the thing with Thread is, again, the Kunal Shah factor, which is that, like with most other entrepreneurs, his investors will tend to be very, very patient with him, simply because they feel and they have bet that, Shah will be able to figure out things in future.
Obviously, you mentioned the discrepancy between revenues and valuation, and but in this game, they will give a rope. The question is, how long a rope? You also spoke to people within the VC industry and sector, and you got more specific criticism about Cred and Cred's business model. What did you hear there?
So again, the criticism was really around this, here is an app that allows you to pay your credit card bills. So what? Anyone can, according to this line of criticism. The thing is, like, you know, so can anyone else, right? Like, a Google Pay, Phone Pay, or any other financial services app. So, you know, what is so great about a business that just lets you pay credit card bills? And, you know, they really, like, the business lines that they've launched, like lending, rent, payments, and, credit pay. I mean, these are really, really fledgling businesses, very small right now, and it's not clear if they prove that credit is viable, you know, that the business model will ever be able to generate substantial revenues. So that is where the criticism goes, that A, you know, the service that credit offers, pretty much any other app can offer that. And secondly, that, you know, they haven't yet shown that they can generate substantial revenues. And for a company like this, for a company like this to have raised more than $200 million at a valuation of $800 million, I mean, the disparity between its revenues and valuation is what shocks people. You know, that is what prompts this criticism. So I would say that is really the crux of the criticism. But of course, then, you know, you have to consider Cred's response, which is that they say that if you look at the broader financial services space in India, the value is actually created or is cornered by the financial services firms that focus on a very specific segment of high-income people. So, for instance, you know, Shah draws this analogy where he points out that the market cap of an HDFC is actually two or three or four times more than that of SBI, whereas an SBI is far, far bigger than HDFC in terms of the number of customers that it has. So his thinking is the same, that, you know, he's playing in a segment that generates more than $4 billion in EBITDA every year. So he says that as long as they have these customers with them, as long as they're able to build loyalty in this customer segment, they will at some point figure out how to make money.
Right. Who would you see as competition for Cred?
I think pretty much anyone in the financial services space that is offering bill payments can potentially offer this service as well. So from Paytm, Google Pay, Phone Pay, to Amazon Pay, to even, you know, FreeCharge, anyone really you can think of, you know, because all they really have to do is just, you know, add this credit card service, right? Like credit card bill payment service. But Cred's view on this is that it's very easy to add this, but it's not really that easy to focus on it. Because say if you're a Google Pay or a Paytm, a majority of your users actually do not have credit cards, and they do not want to see a credit card bill payment option when they open their app, because it's of no use to them. So for a Google Pay or a Phone Pay to focus on this segment the way Cred does exclusively is just not possible. So their thinking is that, yeah, you know, people will at some point, like rivals will come up and they will offer these services, but their exclusive focus on credit cards and on the credit card users is what will differentiate them from others, is what Cred believes.
So anyway, while you were reporting on the story, another colleague sent me an invite to join Cred, so I'm definitely going to check it out. And obviously, there's a lot of people are going to watch Kunal Shah and Cred very closely. And thanks, Mihir, for dissecting it. Look forward to having you on The Signal and the Noise soon enough.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast.
Or you can also reach out to us personally at Sunita Arora
and @AJAxiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com.
We'll be back next week with a new story, another fresh voice, or a unique take on the world.
Do stay well until then, and keep supporting good journalism.
This was a Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Summer is always full of fun. And this summer, FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day, all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.